Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. It reads, "People were bringing little children to him, Jesus, in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it.' And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." Back in the day that Jesus said these words, children were seen as a burden to society. The percentage of orphans was high. Children demanded food and caring, but were very unproductive. These words and Jesus' welcoming of children was an extremely radical invitation, one that had never been heard or witnessed until Jesus. Churches have an obligation to welcome children in a radical way, just like Jesus teaches in this passage. Therefore, we as Christians are responsible for embodying this obligation. Jesus knows children are the future. They are the hope and the joy of his church. I invite you to reflect with me today on how each of us can offer radical invitations and welcoming to the children in our churches. How can we invite them to be who they are as children within our worship liturgies, not expecting them to be small adults? How can we communicate with young parents that their young children are seen as gifts to the church and not disruptions or burdens? This morning's closing prayer may be found on page 829 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. God, our Father, you see your children growing up in an unsteady and confusing world. Show them that your ways give more life than the ways of the world, and that following you is better than chasing after selfish goals. Help them to take failure, not as a measure of their worth, but as a chance for a new start. Give them strength to hold their faith in you, and to keep alive their joy in your creation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.